Hello, this is Jim Person.
And I'm Kristen Auerbach.
And we'd like to welcome you to the Fairfax County Pawcast. It's a podcast featuring news, stories, and events from the Fairfax County Animal Shelter. And on this edition of the Pawcast, we'll tell you about some common pet owner mistakes and give you tips for avoiding them. We'll share some common New Year's resolutions for pet owners and how you can turn those resolutions into reality. We'll also give you the 411 on guinea pigs and tell you how you can adopt one for free. And finally, you'll learn about Orange Man, our featured pet. And I tell you, Kristen, Orange Man, we've had just some great names for our featured pets.
We're going to change that name and no one could agree, so we just kept it as is.
Okay. Orange Man. We'll get to him. I'm assuming it's a him since it's man. We'll talk about Orange Man coming up a little bit later on. We're sort of past the holiday season, although New Year's is coming up and the New Year resolutions and that type thing. But you've had some great weeks at the animal shelter lately. A lot of successful stories, right?
Boy, we sure have. Just this past week, we adopted out 25 dogs, about 23 cats, and 15 small pets, which was a record adoption week for us. So we've been doing great.
Awesome. A lot of folks taking home new pets for the holidays, it sounds like.
That's right. Holidays can be a good time to take home a new pet because often the family is home together more than usual.
Right. Okay. Well, we're entering the new year, and maybe with folks that have new pets, or even just a refresher for folks that are already pet owners and that kind of thing, there's some common pet owner mistakes that, you know, in some of these, and in kind of looking over them, folks might not even think they're a mistake.
That's right. As the proud owner of a new 8-week-old puppy, these are things I've been definitely keeping in mind as well. The first one is watching your pet's weight issue.
Right.
Half of all pets in America are overweight or obese.
Wow.
And many owners don't even know that their pet is overweight. So it's important to take your animal to the veterinarian regularly to find out, get an accurate weight assessment, and then get your pet on the proper diet so that it can be a healthy weight.
Right. You mentioned taking your animal to get weight checked. Obviously, taking to the vet on a regular basis is another important thing that we should be doing. I know a lot of times people don't go to the doctor like they should, and animals can't take themselves. So
right. Just like with people, prevention is key. And many people only take their animals to the vet when they're sick or injured.
Right.
Well, the ancestors of our modern cats and dogs survived by not showing that they were sick. Many times we don't even know that there's something wrong with our pet. So those wellness exams, those annual checkups are really important to keep your pet healthy and to spot any problems before they arise.
Mm-hmm. And what to feed our pets. I know we talked about this during one of our holiday editions about some of the table scraps and things like that that you might not think of as being bad or dangerous, but pet food, a lot of times there's so many brands and so many advertisements that this is natural and this one's best. I mean, how do we really know about pet food?
Pet food, when you're choosing a pet food, it can be really confusing. We suggest that people get out of the grocery store and go to their vet and find out what the best option for their pet is.
Okay, so I'm at the grocery store, and it's not a good idea just to pick what I think it's best. I need to maybe kind of talk to my vet about the particular animal that I've got, maybe because I've seen weight control food in the grocery store as well.
I mean, right. If you're looking for a healthy choice for food, you want to look at the main ingredients on the pet food bag. Mm. One of the first ingredients should never be a corn or a soy product. It should be a meat product.
Mm.
So many of us, we spend more time, energy, and money picking out treats for our pets than we do the actual main diet, when the main diet is really the most important thing.
Right. Okay. You mentioned treats. I know I had a dog trainer that has helped me with our Australian Shepherd rescue dogs that we have, and I didn't realize one of the things I was doing was reinforcing some possible negative behavior by some of just the words I was saying to the dog.
Owners do this all the time. They unwittingly are reinforcing negative or fearful behavior by comforting the pet when it is acting scared. What's the first thing you want to do when you see a pet that looks afraid?
Right. Hold them, pet them.
Comfort them. Yeah. We're telling that pet that behavior is okay and, in fact, is desirable. Instead, you should ignore the pet's negative behavior and wait until the pet is calm, confident, and acting the way you want it to, and reward those behaviors instead.
Mm-hmm. Tough thing to do. Another common mistake, I guess, for pet owners is, well, my dog is so well behaved, I'm just going to let him out to go to the bathroom. He or she doesn't need a leash.
For dog and cat owners, not confining your pet appropriately is a huge problem and poses a safety risk to your pet. For dog owners, it's important to respect local ordinances in terms of keeping your dog on a leash. In Fairfax County, that means keeping your dog on a leash anytime you're not in a leash-free area. Mm. And for cat owners, it means keeping your cats indoors. Mm-hmm. Cats that roam outdoors are threatened by being hit by cars, diseases, illnesses they can get from wildlife, and just being lost or stolen. Mm-hmm. Your pet is always safest with you, and that's where it should stay.
Right. Okay. Well, we talked about this being the new year that we're entering, 2014, and not only do we have our normal New Year's resolutions about losing weight and exercising more and that kind of thing, but maybe New Year's resolutions for pet owners, and I think you have some interesting statistics you're going to kind of give for us.
I do. In 2012, a private group surveyed 1,000 pet owners to find out what their resolutions were pertaining to their pets, mm-hmm. and here they found that mm-hmm. nearly 100% of pet parents wanted to spend more time with their pets.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. 89% of pet parents plan to help them get more exercise by taking them on walks, playing with them more, and finding new games to play with them. Mm-hmm. And 46% of pet parents plan to help their pets lose weight by feeding better quality food, feeding their pets less, and giving them fewer treats. Mm. And just like with all New Year's resolutions, things don't always go as planned. Mm-hmm. If you plan ahead and set attainable goals and track your progress, you're more likely to have success. Mm-hmm. Instead of saying that you're going to exercise your dog more, the way to make a resolution that works is to say, my dog and I are going to walk 2 miles a day. And that's setting a goal for yourself that you can actually track.
Mm-hmm. Tough, you know, exercise for me, I know, and lots of folks is a tough thing to do. It's always on the New Year's resolution. I need to exercise more. I need to do more, getting my dog involved, et cetera. Do you have any kind of cool ideas, fun ideas, or some things that can maybe help animals and people too?
Yes. When you're setting your fitness goals, think about goals for you and your pet. Plan activities that the two of you can do together so that you can get fit and healthy together. Mm-hmm. And if your resolution is to spend more time with your pet, plan new and memorable activities, such as a trip to the beach or even a bucket list of activities you want to accomplish. Mm-hmm. And when we were thinking about resolutions for cat owners, if you do want to get your cat outdoors more, think about building an outdoor cat enclosure or what we call a catio. and that's a way to have your cat be outdoors and be safe and also not harm wildlife.
Talk about a different animal. Now, we featured guinea pigs a little bit before in a previous episode about being great starter pets, but we kind of wanted to expand a little bit more on guinea pigs again today, kind of some interesting things to our listeners to think about when we're talking about guinea pigs.
Sure. We decided to talk about guinea pigs further today because we've recently attained about 100 of them.
Oh, my gosh.
From just one home.
Oh, wow.
And these were two guinea pigs that turned into 10 guinea pigs. They just kept multiplying until the owners really felt like they didn't have control of the situation and they were surrendered to the shelter. So these guinea pigs are all in great shape and they're going to be available for adoption. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to tell you a little bit more about them and why they're great pets. Mm-hmm. They're tailless rodents. They come from South America. They live in the Andes Mountains, so they're used to a variety of weather conditions. Mm. They can live 5 to 10 years. They recognize their owners, and they'll seek out your affection.
That is just incredible.
They make a cute little squeaking noise when they want to get your attention. They're relatively non-expensive to keep, mm-hmm. and they make a great first pet for families. They're friendly and sociable, and they're easy to handle even for small children.
Right. So you guys have a great variety of guinea pigs now. So starting the new year, maybe parents are hearing their kids saying, well, I really wanted a dog for Christmas and I didn't get one. So again, maybe that great starter pet, they can come to the shelter and get a guinea pig.
They're great starter pets, and up through January 15th, we'll be having fee-waived adoptions on guinea pigs. Uh-huh. And along with your guinea pig adoption, we'll provide education and resources for you so you can be a great guinea pig owner.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, and as we normally do with each segment, we have a featured pet, and we don't want to forget Orange Man. And I think you guys tried to just come up with the most creative titles to have for the featured pet. But what can you tell us about Orange Man?
Orange Man caught our attention because while he only has one eye, he has no idea. He is playful, energetic, and he is just like every other cat, except he looks a little bit different. He lost his eye in an accident when he was younger. Mm. And he's a long-haired orange cat who had so many mats in his fur that we had to shave him. So he looks quite funny right now, but he's sweetheart, very laid-back cat, will fit well into any home and gets along well with other cats.
Okay. Folks want to get Orange Man, what should they do?
You can come visit the shelter during our open hours, or you can check our website to find out what animals we have. That website is updated every hour, so you'll always know what animals are in the shelter.
Awesome. Well, unfortunately, our time is come and gone, and that's going to do it for another edition of the Animal Shelter Podcast. Please remember, the next time that you or your family is in the market for a dog, cat, rabbit, guinea pig, as Kristen said, they've got several waiting for you, or any other small pet, please come to the Fairfax County Animal Shelter where your new best friend is waiting. Shelter, if you want to visit, is located at 4500 West Ox Road in Fairfax. They're open Tuesdays through Fridays from noon to 7 p.m. and again on Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
For more Fairfax County Animal Shelter news and events, visit us online at fairfaxcounty.gov/animalshelter and be sure to check out the calendar of events located on the site. You may also call 703-830-1100 extension 2 or email fcpdpetresources@fairfaxcounty.gov to have all of your questions answered.
And, of course, there's more animal shelter news that you can visit and view on the television by watching Tips and Tails, the shelter television show that's produced and airs on Channel 16. The Animal Shelter Pawcast is produced by the Fairfax County, Virginia government. Thanks for listening.